Welcome to the Millennial Career Playbooks Company Interview Series, which focuses on corporate cultures worth knowing about if you're a job-seeking millennial or simply enjoy working in millennial-friendly environments. This series offers you company-specific information you won't find anywhere else, helping you decide if a particular firm is a great fit for you, and also offering you tips on how to most effectively land a job with the company. I'm Debbie Wooldridge, CEO of outsourced training company TTC Innovations, which specializes in providing corporations with customized millennial-focused training solutions. Hosting this series with me is best-selling author Hai Bender, whose credits include 5 Dummies books and A Complete Idiot's Guide, and articles for the New York Times. Please frequently visit our The Millennial Career Playbook website at tmcpb.com, as we're always adding new interviews and other content. Joining Hai and I today are Fabian Brousseau and Jean Parche of Siemens, a global technology powerhouse with businesses ranging from energy to city infrastructure to healthcare. Can you share with us just a little bit about yourself and the role that you play at Siemens?
I've been with Siemens for about 10 years now, mostly around the talent management and leadership development arena. I've been posted in various parts of our Siemens world, worked across 3 continents with Siemens in Asia, in China for quite a long time, and an assignment also in Africa, and now in the US for a little less than a year. Prior to my 10 years experience with Siemens, and again concentrating mostly around talent and leadership development, I've been 10 years in consulting, working for various firms, also around talent development and focusing on mergers and acquisitions in Asia and in developing countries in general. So have about 20 years of looking and scanning at the talent landscape within, across companies and within Siemens in particular, and making sure that everybody finds a sweet spot and can grow within the company.
Jeannie, can you share your role at Siemens as well with us?
I have about 17 years with the company. I started when we were Westinghouse and before Siemens acquired us in fall of 1998. And I started my career actually as a co-op student, moving into one of our entry-level development programs that I now have responsibility for. So currently, I run a team called Strategic Partnerships, and we're responsible for creating and maintaining our strategic relationships with target universities in the U.S. We focus on university recruiting, veterans, and diversity recruiting initiatives to create our comprehensive strategy for the entry-level sources of talent to our development programs.
Can you just describe a little bit for our audience what Siemens does as an organization?
Siemens as a corporation has around 343,000 employees around the world, present in 190 countries. So the U.S. entity is a subsidiary of Siemens AG, which is our headquarter company in Munich, Germany. What we do as a business is a variety of business. Actually, we are a global technology company using our engineering and technology innovation to meet the industry challenges. So that includes power efficiency, digitalization of factories on the medical side, and everything that relates to diagnostics, in everything that regards transportation and lighting of cities. So you would see us in major activities that mega cities have to organize around their operations, so from industries to hospitals to utilities and manufacturers. This is where you'll find Siemens to be most active. Recently, we've moved into next generation businesses, and we're very active on the digital area that I was saying earlier. So software is pretty much everywhere around our product line, and we're enabling production and manufacturers to optimize the efficiency of their energy savings, but also every equipment through digitalization, and that's what we do mostly. We are here in the U.S., the biggest entity outside of Germany. So we've been present as a company worldwide for 165 years, but 160 years in the U.S., so pretty much beefing up with the company being born around that time. We have around 50,000 employees here throughout the U.S., all across the 50 states and Puerto Rico.
What makes Siemens such a popular company for millennials?
Technical savviness. All our wind service technicians climbing up and down a wind turbine tower use iPads exclusively for work. We have video conferencing rooms in many offices, allowing employees to see one another during video conferences. We do a great job at sharing best practices and staying connected via our internal network. You know, and I think we have some great perks at Siemens, and we have great cafeterias and health choice options for food. We have wonderful facilities to allow our employees to eat lunch together inside our outside patios. We've got jogging paths and locker rooms. A lot of those perks. We have a great culture. We offer many opportunities to develop leadership skills, build significant amount of experience, and gain perspective. We do a great job at allowing for ideas to be heard. Also, we're encouraged by the very highest levels of our leadership to ask for help. We talk about that a lot. And I think that's very comforting for a transitioning student to a large corporation such as Siemens, is that we ask for help and we're there to support being heard.
Can you just explain a little bit more about the processes and the opportunities you have for millennials to be heard in the company?
Along those lines, what do you do to support open door policies?
We have several ways for them to be comfortable contributing ideas, not only within their own direct work environment, but overall to feel that it's okay to voice an opinion. It's more than okay, it's actually encouraged. We have several channels that set this climate for them to be voicing opinions. One particular media that is a recurring event and an important one in the life of our company is our Siemens engagement survey. That's something that we've been building up over time to really not only respond to how satisfying an employee is to work at Siemens, but it has become more and more refined with years. We're really touching on the roots of engagement, what makes the work that they have right now interesting, but also, again, what we see as an environment that is conducive to unheard. I have ideas and they find their way through. So the engagement survey is taking place on a regular basis. We set it from every year to now every second year as we mature in some of those trends. And what makes you, I guess, that a lot of companies have and use that kind of channel, but we are very serious about follow-up actions and have quite a refined but also friendly way to look at those results and work on improvements on a continuous basis. So that's one recurring voice that we hear and that we can really analyze in terms of groups of employees to see where we have sensitivity in the company and how we can address it. There's also a huge tradition in Siemens, innovation being at the core of our success for the past 165 years. A lot of mainly surfacing from the founders of the company all the way to the leadership now are taking place also on an annual basis. There are Siemens awards, the company-wide awards or regional awards, US awards taking place and inviting any employee in the company not only to voice and to present an innovation. It doesn't have to be a product innovation. Sometimes it's a process innovation. It's a different way of doing things. And it has a lot of visibility to the management. If we were to look at who really contributes to that type of award, you'll see a lot of millennials being very attracted by that and fostering a lot of ideas around different categories that we have along the line. And a third channel, in opinion, when we're thinking about that, is quite a recent one, but one that has become quite prominent and went viral and continues to go viral is Siemens social network. We are increasingly using that platform to voice any kind of opinion. And again, across borders, I think it's the more complex our company becomes, the more important it is, especially for millennials, to have a sense that the company is really broad and wide and that they have that voice that goes across and can be picked up as an idea or as a best practice share. So we see a lot of activities in the social network. A lot of millennials are very active into that, promoting their ideas. And we use that also whenever the company is changing to sensitize our employees to different changes of the company, why we're doing that, and organize Q&A dedicated to one topic or another. So we've seen that to be quite conducive to those fantastic ideas that we have around the world. And again, the across borders works very well for us to create that climate. So it's not only what happens in the US, but what happens in the rest of the world that makes me feel, as a millennial, but as any other employee, that the world around me is broader.
Are there any other ways that Siemens encourages millennials to come up with fresh ideas for change?
There's been a tradition, as you can imagine, as an innovating company within Siemens for a long, long time, that ideas were creating business. So it's not something that is foreign to us. quite the opposite, but with the latest leadership in place and around Joel Kaeser has that sense of Siemens as a family business and that we all are sharing part of that success and contributing to that success with you has made the ownership culture make quite a leap. And so what you're just asking is we're very self-conscious now that given the market conditions and how competitive all of our market have become, we can save a lot of complexity in the way we do things, a lot of dollars at the end of the day, by tweaking an approach or just optimizing the way we do things, both with our customers and internally. As leadership teams around the world, we have to listen to those ideas and they're listened to, again, in many different ways according to what divisional specific businesses have in place to bring those ideas to the top. But what typically you'll find in my area in particular, most of the talent development programs that we are steering, both in the businesses or in the verticals, but also across all the divisions, have an assignment component that allows millennials or early career talents to not only voice opinions, but to really have a hot project that at leadership level we think is absolutely critical to get fresh ideas around and get fresh blood around. So those opportunities are there, if you call that a mechanism, that would be an important one. And systematically, the project opportunities come very often. Leadership teams speak typically from my function, groups of early career talents who can tackle a specific topic, either an industry one or process, internal process one or a customer one, where we can actually gather best practices from within, but also more and more do benchmarking outside with competition and non-competition to see how we can bring some of those practices to a better state. So there are many ways for people to not be silent and a lot of self-inspection at the moment within the company that invites for new ideas.
You mentioned ownership. Could you talk a little about that, both in terms of Siemens culture and also the finances of it, the encouragement of employees owning stock in the company and things like that?
You're right to say that the ownership culture of what it involves in the company has different components. One of them is to allow a broader base of our employees to actually own shares. And that's what you were saying, that's a big shift for us in the company and actually one that just makes a difference psychologically that you're owning the success of the company, but it also is really building on the values that had been established a while ago around innovation, excellence, and responsibility, and just build that model that we are behaving as if the company was ours. Lots of decisions that we would make differently. It's said very simply, but it's not easy to achieve. But the ownership culture comes with several, let's say, aspects of it. Our values are one, the fact that you're owning shares is one, but and the bigger bulk really around those behaviors. If I was a CEO, if I was Joel Kaeser, would I make that decision? Would I make that call? Would it be for the benefit of Siemens? It could be good for me in my job. It could be benefiting my unit. Would it be benefiting the company long term? So there's the real sense of owning the results long term that is revived through that ownership culture. And we see that coming through more and more as an imperative to make sure that what we do and how we do it is the best for long-term success of the firm. That's not a reinvention of Siemens, it's a revival of something that we felt built probably the earlier success of the company, and with us being busy, transforming has lost a little bit of momentum. So it's regaining in a very interesting way with the leadership of Joel Kaeser.
Just to get a little more nitty-gritty about the stock ownership, does Siemens have specific incentives in place? I'm just trying to get a little bit of a better sense of how that works.
Stock grow with seniority and with tenure, encouraging owning of the shares and matching as the employee buys share, matching those shares with equal contribution from the company. I think it's more of a culture shift than it is emphasize the seniority or the long tenure within Siemens. We have actually a pretty broad loyalty across the company, but as we are talking here about millennials, that loyalty or that attachment or that engagement to the company starts with, I have something to gain and I have something to lose, you know, every day in my job. And I feel like I want to contribute beyond just having a job, but owning a piece of the success of that company long term.
On a different tack, does Siemens have any programs that support mentorship and also any other types of on-the-job learning and training?
We have quite a solid foundation in terms of learning overall, and mentoring is a long-time tradition at Siemens. We have, I mean, Joe Kaiser, our CEO in his former functions, but especially now, is encouraging his old team, and then it trickles down the organization to really take ownership, to talk again about ownership, about giving that time and that perspective to employees across the world. So we've moved a little bit in how mentoring is taking place from something that probably back 10, 15 years ago that was a little more structured with a matching process that was quite strict along certain pockets of our talent matched to leaders and executives of Siemens, to something a little broader and more accessible and more owned by the talent. So mentoring is still one of the topics that you hear is mostly needed. So it happens in every 190 countries that we're present in, but it really stems from that talent wanting the conversations to happen with senior leaders of the organization. So we facilitate the process without over-engineering it. We also have a portal we call Ready to Grow, that is an intranet portal that gives any employee all across the company the possibility to ask himself or herself questions around his or her career, where does he or she wants to grow. Not only vertically, but across the company. It mainly builds on this balanced approach that you learn, of course, on the job and through formal learnings and people experiences. But it's just a resource of many ways that you can envision your career, build some of the skills that you think will be interesting for you to gain or experiences, and then go back to your manager and your HR with those ideas having stemmed already in you. So this Ready to Grow portal has been a huge success and continues to be as setting up the right conversation for us to have within the company. Along those lines, I think there's a lot in Siemens around feedback and the feedback culture, completely embedded in our performance management system. We're assessed or evaluated at the end of the year as a one-time event, but are encouraged through very vivid dialogue with your manager and with HR to see where you are at any point in time, to get feedback on what you do, and to bounce back if there is anything to be improved or adjusted. So if you ask any kind of employee, a lot happens around dialogue, around a lot of resources are there to say, you know, how can I have a powerful conversation around my career? And I don't feel that I have to become a manager to be successful at Siemens. There are many other ways to move horizontally, vertically, across borders, industries, and functions that I can do.
Aside from the learning portals that you have internally, are there opportunities for employees to take part in learning outside of the company?
Yeah, there are also measures that we promote outside of the company. We have a very large, what other companies call a corporate university, but that's our learning campus. We have an important branch here in the U.S. that has a portfolio of offers that sometimes actually matches in a better way, so it fits a little better our environment, that external offering. But we do have employees who pursue a general education, part of an ongoing learning, and pursue master's degrees, for example. And we encourage that when it really is an enabler for them to step up in the company.
And what types of programs does Siemens have in place to support a work-life balance?
I can't think of a specific program that we have around that, but it's actually quite embedded in what we do. We have now an open office policy everywhere and the possibility to really pace up your work according to your family priorities. So a lot of people would work virtually at times and sometimes in the office. But again, that open space gives more freedom for people to be efficient where they can be. Travel, definitely in the U.S., is an important part of a lot of the functions that we have. But again, there's a lot of possibilities for you to arrange around your family and life priorities a model that works for you.
Do you have a sense of what the percentage is of people who work remotely?
In some units, depending on how the industry really works or how the customer interfaces your peak time during the week, you'll see typically on Friday a lot of people working from home or remotely, and the rest of the week, according to travels, being mostly in the office. So that gives you a sense. But it could vary across organization, and again, where you have to do FaceTime, either with your management or with your customers.
A lot of millennials want to feel that on some level they're saving the world or making the world a better place. If you could talk a little about how Siemens supports that.
The feeling of saving the world happens at two different levels, and I can speak for myself when I joined the company. And there were a lot of campaigns in the past of Siemens solving the toughest challenges of society. You know, so I think it goes first with the brand and where we are positioned in some of our industries, that you have the impression that indeed wherever the earth is hurting somehow or society is hurting, Siemens has an answer. That does feel that there's an important role beyond your specific function or where you are within the organization, that we're present to solve a lot of global challenges, including, again, energy efficiency, for example, a lot of things of that kind, or in the health arena, even more so. So company positioning, that helps from a job, I'm part of something that makes the world progress in a way. To come back to what you were saying, a very good example is Siemens Caring Hands, that has gained a tremendous momentum in the past few years, is growing in effort and breadth of the initiatives that it supports. So it's present everywhere. That's something that is usually in big company, you have local initiatives or foundations that are more fit to whatever the region is facing. But this, in overall, a non-for-profit organization across the company has quite some weight. I guess that you're familiar with that type of model. We invite employees to mobilize their time and their talent, sometimes not only time, but what they can contribute as individuals, what they know how to do to support causes of multiple flavor around the world. It has, again, become more and more visible. I think that also with years, people know about it and contribute to it more and more. And this volunteerism, especially with millennials, is very attractive. And I think that the energy that they put into that is quite impressive. Saving the world is also part of making it a better world in terms of more inclusive. Diversity being always a very hot topic at Siemens, being present so broadly and widely around the world, it has always been something that we were proud of. But promoting inclusion, especially in my function also, in making sure that the talents are visible at executive level and across key functions in the company, and really building on that diversity as an enabler for us to be present in the various groups where we want to have fresh ideas, in that sense that without all that diversity, we wouldn't be that good as a company. So diversity is a function in itself within HR, has a lot to do with what Ginny does. Ginny, you'll probably speak to that. A lot to do with talent acquisition and how we brand ourselves, a lot to do with communication. And we have quite an activity around what we call employee resource groups. And one that is especially geared at the next generation is a very nice gathering of employees who think they have the future of the company in their hands, and they do, and really organize a lot of social activities around that community and make Siemens more aware of how much of the leverage working across generations can give us as a company. You'll see a lot around that and more. And maybe, Ginny, you want to say something about the dynamics that you observed around employee resource groups and probably the next generation.
The one thing I will add is that our diversity councils and our employee resource groups, otherwise known as affinity groups in other companies, they are all led by volunteers. So these are employees who find a passion around the diversity and inclusion initiatives and messages. They partner with local charities. So a couple of examples, the Ronald McDonald House. We have a disability awareness resource group, and they partner very closely with the Special Olympics. We have a Women in Networking at Siemens Resource Group, and they partner closely with the Coalition for Homeless, the Women's Resource Counseling Center. And so those are very specific examples of locally how millennials can not only come into a company and participate in an employee resource group, have an opportunity to lead one of these initiatives, but also to get involved. From a university recruiting perspective and talent acquisition, part of our responsibility is partnering student organizations on campus. So across the board, we're engaged in Society of Hispanic Engineers, Society of Black Engineers, Society of Women in Business, so on and so forth. And we will organize events and then tap into our resources at our local employee resource groups. And it's very rewarding for both the students on campus and also the members of the employee resource group.
What tips can you offer to a millennial who is seeking to prepare for a successful career at Siemens?
One of the things I'm always suggesting to millennials is to ask thoughtful and meaningful questions. I think that it sets a student up very nicely to get to the core of Siemens culture, expectations, I always tell the students, don't leave anything on the table. It helps set both parties for the right expectations for one's career. I've recently asked a group of new hires, they're 1 year into the company, what advice would you give to a new millennial seeking to prepare for a successful career at Siemens? Some of the quotes are, if you don't understand what is expected of you, it's best to ask for clarification sooner rather than later. Another quote was, try to treat everything like it's a first impression, because many times it is. Another quote, be a person who values being on a team, be able to work and adapt to different generations, and don't hesitate to make a mistake and learn from it. Be humble and have a good attitude.
And what tips could you offer a millennial who's applying for a job to help them to stand out as a candidate?
Learn about our business and the industry. Learn about our customers. Learn that we say customers, not clients. Learn market trends so you can have that conversation with hiring managers and folks from Siemens when you're interacting with them at the very beginning of their careers, understanding a little bit more about the business, customers, and trends.
Oh, why do you say customers instead of clients?
That's a good question. Well, what I have said to students when I'm talking to them, client, we've always said it's part of our nomenclature. It's part of our you know, the verbiage we use when we say customers. Clients, typically, when I'm talking to students about aligning to our development programs, I will say to them, clients, sometimes we use the word more if we're talking about a lawyer, right, a client, a doctor-patient relationship. So I think just it's been something that it's our word that we use with Siemens. We just use the word customers. Importance here, though, is that if that is the word that we're using, the important message is to make sure that the student is understanding understanding that coming in. Right. So, for example, another example is that we've moved from sectors to divisions. And so it's just making sure that that student can talk the talk when they're having the conversation with the hiring manager. It makes us maybe identify or understand that they've done their homework and they've researched a little bit about the company and they're very interested in having a job with Siemens and creating a career.
Any tips that you might offer once a millennial is hired to enjoy a long and successful career at Siemens?
With a big company, it takes a little time to orient yourself into that complexity, but mostly it's the people relationship that gets you there. And I think that when they get into that and face the important thing is that they focus on the quality of their relationships, good conversations that they can have with leaders. That's something that I have seen coming very naturally when you ask for it. It won't come naturally if you don't ask for it. The busy world, it's a world that is under a lot of pressure, but it's very welcoming once you breach into it and you say, I'm really interested in your experience. I really want to learn from you. What you were asking earlier about mentoring, there's a lot of opportunities, a lot of generosity, and a lot of knowledge within Siemens. Every employee, after a little while, knows if only Siemens knows what Siemens knows. There's a wealth of knowledge, but you have to go get it. Find out for yourself what you're passionate about, what kind of conversation you want to have, with whom, who are role models that you look up to, and go get that knowledge that makes you feel more at home in Siemens. And I've never been, as an employee, disappointed with that, never. I've always had answers to things or pieces of information or about the company that I needed. That's one thing that they feel naturally at ease because they're connecting so easily. But it's that direct relationship. Not only are we seeing something around the phone culture, it's going beyond the virtual and really have real conversations with real people that will get them there.
Is there anything else millennial friendly that we haven't covered but should talk about?
The overarching theme of my function, which I'm very happy about, is every employee is a talent. We not only firmly believe in that, but all the structures of our processes, how an employee is invited to Ready to Grow to ask himself or herself questions about what comes next, that whole environment will tell you that message, that as an employee of Siemens, I'm a talent and I can grow within my own role and I can go outside of my role either vertically or horizontally and touch on a different field of the company. The nature of the dialogue that you have across the company is just very different than back a few years ago. Literally no borders that would or no authority that would tell you if I work in wind power, for example, I wouldn't reach out to someone in digital factory and try to understand what is cooking there that could be really interesting just for my own sake. You know, so there's a realm of possibilities if, as a millennial, you know, they use everything that they use right now, which is no borders, can talk to virtually anyone. I think that the environment right now is offering you just that. My advice is to have open eyes on what happens outside of your own functional area or your own business, because nothing is operating in silo anymore. Businesses that have solutions for the next business, we have functions that only can build on one another to create value. It's quite an amazing world to venture into and to see, well, if I have, for example, a real talent in analytics, where could my talent be used? Could be all the way from strategy function within a division to in HR right now, where we are looking at metrics more seriously than we ever have. Having those conversations with your HR counterparts, but also with anyone, with your peers, with people who are exact in your situation, looking at what could come next in terms of what do I bring to the table, what are some of my sweet spots that I could transfer into a different function, into a different environment, and still be successful. So I would encourage people to never stop have conversations at critical parts of their career, to not be too impatient, to make sure that the tenure in a job is enough that you have a thick experience or a deep experience in something before you move, not staying 5 or 6 years in one job. Maybe because I'm not a millennial, there's a lot of impatience sometimes in progressing. I think it talks to the millennials also, that substance that you have in your experience, that you can be credible in connecting pieces of your experience. You know, what do you put on the table is more than ever, I think, relevant for them. Really have to look at things differently today. And it's coming, and it's coming stronger and stronger.
Fabian and Jeannie, thank you so much for sharing all of the information about Siemens.
Well, thank you for the dialogue. That was a very interesting one.
Hi, and I thank you for listening to this interview. Please frequently visit our The Millennial Career Playbook website at tmcpb.com, as we're always adding new interviews and other content designed to help you find a job or enhance your career.